We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
We got to play something on Roma Dunze that's going to ingratiate himself to this show's audience.
I'm really into stand-up comedy. Really like Kevin Hart, classic Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, Cat Williams. I just watched one yesterday. Oh, I love Shane Gillis. Yeah, big stand-up comedy guy.
I have come to reclaim Rome for my people!
Let's bring him in. Let's bring him in and talk stand-up comedy with Roma Dunze, who is on the same flight to Detroit with Caleb Williams.
How the hell?
Yeah, it was on a plane from L.A. to Detroit, Tanny. It's happening, boys.
I think they might take Roma Dunze at number one. I would.
Bears. Cole Komet.
I think Roma Dunze is going to be a Bear, and he's going to catch passes from Caleb Williams, and it's going to be glorious.
That's not even a real wide receiver room. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, that's not real.
Everyone can either believe it or they cannot believe it, but I am telling you right now that is not real.
With Caleb Williams throwing him the ball, and those
guys—we're not so sure about him yet.
And those guys just going out to stand-up shows and then just averaging what? What do you think, 30 a game?
Danny, you saw me at one of the comedy shows. Shane's a big ND fan, you know, a Bears fan as well.
Probably, I love worshiping 22 and 23-year-olds, dude. It's one of my favorite things.
It's the Bears.
I love these children, man.
I get older. They stay the same age.
This is different.
And Williams throws it downfield. It's a touchdown, Odunze!
We want it now!
One, two, three.
And here we go, Jim. Here we go. Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Been a hell of a day. Tomorrow we will be on, hopefully a little bit before now, hopefully around 4:30 after the Cubs game, through whenever the Bears pick their second pick of the first round, so maybe 4:30 to 9, something like that, from Detroit. We will have Shane Reardon at the draft. We will be at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Draft Village. Pat Manley and Dave Wanstead are analysts in studio. Mark Grody at Halas Hall.
Man, that's coverage.
We're going to be everywhere.
Chris Tannehill right here and on the board along with Robbie Triano.
Yeah, we got everything covered. You're going to hear the selections of the Bears picks live on the air. Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapka have put together incredible graphics and the scroll and the highlights and everything that you could possibly need. It's our first ever broadcast on X. We'll be on Twitch, YouTube, The Score, the Odyssey app. You honestly can make us your first screen experience tomorrow night. But if you were second screen, that's fine too. But the video quality and the production quality is going to be top notch. It's going to be an excellent, excellent night.
Yeah, tell a friend. The stuff that's been going on Twitch has been outstanding from Kevin and Connor. And to have that stepped up for the draft is just going to be absolutely great. And we'll have everything ready to go. Sound on the potential picks, guests if needed on the potential picks, your calls, your thoughts, our thoughts, breaking it down and figuring out in real time exactly how this is all going to go down. With Wani and Manley, this is going to be awesome. I've never been to a draft, man.
I haven't either.
It's absolutely a new one that I didn't necessarily even have on the list of things that, oh my God, but now as we've been like getting ready for it and talking about it, it's going to be super cool. I'm looking forward to checking it out.
I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be spectacular. And they will be drafting Caleb Williams, number one overall. Everybody knows this. It has been telegraphed for months at this point, depending on when you got on board with it or not.
It's that guy Williams.
It is that guy Williams. But there's been a lot of noise. There's been a lot of criticism. There's been a lot of weird things said. But this on Pablo Torre's podcast, Pablo Torre finds out, this might be the weirdest sourced criticism of Caleb Williams to date.
What did this scout tell you that you can report?
I hated it. Hated it. He would scare the out of me if I was working for a team. Raw emotion is great, but Caleb's thing? That was ridiculous to me. That threw up major red flags. You just lost a game in the middle of your season, and it was like your third loss in the Pac-12, and you went hugging on mommy and crying in mommy's arms, and it just seems really freaking weak and nuts. And I will tell you, he scares the out of a lot of NFL teams too. The book on him is he's just kind of a weird kid. One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback.
All right, wait a minute. And who is this voice? And who? That's a scout or a former scout? And then at the end, he quotes the GM on the Prince thing. I need to figure out what the hell I'm listening to here. Is that just some jamoke looking for a take at this point? Who's bothered by emotion?
He's a former scout.
So he's a former jamoke.
He's a former scout.
Okay. So current jamoke, former scout.
Yeah. Longtime sports writer David Fleming appeared on Pablo Torre's podcast, Pablo Torre Finds Out, okay, and gave quotes from two anonymous NFL sources questioning if Williams was too emotional. One general manager compared him to Prince.
Wow.
One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback.
See, now, that would be kind of awesome. Like, if the game blouse is popping out of the shirt.
You know what we're going to call this? The shirts against the blouse.
And here's the thing. That is one of the greatest musicians who has ever graced the planet, who did a pretty remarkable job at building a really long, incredible career.
Yeah, but he couldn't see over the offensive line.
It's true.
No shot. What's he like? 5'3"
less. I think.
Yeah, he was a short guy.
Yeah, very, very short guy. Shorter than Doug Flutie. Absolutely. Shorter than Bryce Young.
All right, so 5'3" still in play.
Yeah.
but my understanding of Prince, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay. Looking forward to this.
We're all listening as intently as we have been all day today.
Who wants first dibs at correcting him if he's wrong? Anybody? Ray? Ray's still here.
Universally regarded as great and brilliant?
Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Spies wanted to say no bad.
I really did. I was looking forward to it.
What a silly...
Can't really play rock guitar. Wait a minute. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Not a good songwriter even on piano. Oh, yes, he was. Yes, he was.
I mean... Here's a criticism of your quarterback. He's like one of the most talented and singularly unique musicians in the history of ever.
Who had a lot of emotion and was slightly withdrawn. I shouldn't say slightly. He was sometimes very withdrawn. How would you feel if Caleb, for his first start, you know, decided he wasn't ready and made the crowd wait for about 4 to 6 hours? How would you feel about that? Maybe not great.
That'd be a penalty, but maybe just one.
Depends how good the game was when he came out. You know?
One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback.
Oh no, no!
I know. Maybe you're just like my mother.
Uh-huh.
She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when the doves cry.
Caleb Williams jumping up and laying in the arms of family there. Yeah.
I want to go home and cuddle with my dog and watch some shows. I don't know what we lost the game.
And then another album of killer bangers every single year. A little bit dirty, a little sloppy at the beginning, but then incredibly refined, brilliant multi-instrumentalist writing iconic songs. I'll take it.
I would take it too.
I'm in.
Although if he threw the ball up into the air, I would want it to come back down, unlike Prince's guitar at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Wasn't that a thing? He threw his guitar and yes. It was like, where did it go?
Mm-hmm.
It levitated.
Yeah, they had it on the fishing wire.
Oh, no. It was magic. He made the guitar float away.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Where's his guitar? We don't know.
Imagine. What was wow was that
the guy who looked the most like a was getting all the women.
Lips are pink. Your girl love him.
Yeah, I mean,
there we go.
Legendary. If we're measuring by that standard, like maybe even more legendary than the music, frankly.
First ballot.
Oh, yeah. Insane. Just picture.
I'll sign up for it. I'll say it right now. I want Caleb Williams to be as good of a quarterback as Prince is a musician.
Last time the Bears were in the Super Bowl, Prince was the dominant story of that Super Bowl in the pouring rain.
Yeah.
So why not? You go ahead and take that.
Sure.
Absolutely. You sign up for that every time.
You never judge a book by its cover. This cat can ball, man.
Williams steps into his throw. Touchdown!
Yeah. This is just getting me more excited.
Bears fans are going to go crazy, man. I like the idea from a texter, a symbol instead of a number, changing the game. Because Prince, he didn't want the record deal. He wanted to get out of the record deal. So the only way he could really do it was to publish songs by a symbol rather than his actual name.
Yeah.
So, you know, busting down the parameters of the music industry, kind of like Caleb wants to. I mean, what is that GM afraid of? An emotional quarterback?
I don't know.
An emotional modern.
A guy who likes fashion?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Guy who might be comfortable with whatever.
I don't know. I don't want to validate it. I just want to laugh at it and let Tanny do his thing.
Yeah, that's probably better.
Damn you. Challenge Prince to a game of ball 1-on-1. Challenge him. All right? And make sure your people is there to see the game. Because you might get embarrassed. Trust me.
Oh, hell yeah. I hope that Caleb Williams' eventual mansion, wherever it is here in Chicagoland, becomes worthy of its own tour.
Yeah.
Because I've been to Paisley Park in Minneapolis. Just an absolutely outstanding visit.
Isn't there a story about Prince rented like Carlos Boozer's mansion?
Carlos Boozer, yes.
And when Carlos Boozer moved back into his own house,
he was not pleased.
All the rugs were purple. Like he changed the house.
I believe he spray painted the walls.
He changed the house.
He princified the house.
When he was renting Carlos Boozer's house.
Are you okay with the princification of Soldier Field? You know?
Bow your head, please.
The Calebification.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Of Soldier Field.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
By the way, that's why they can't dilly-dally here. They should just do this thing with their own damn money in Arlington Heights where you own the land. Get Caleb in a dome as soon as possible.
Keep him safe.
Yeah, just, I mean, I assume that he's even better in a dome, most quarterbacks are, than he is outside.
I don't know.
I think he's weatherproof.
He's weatherproof, my friend.
You're going to have DJ Moore and Roma Dunze. Caleb Williams. I'd like him to be on some turf where they can fly.
Are you kidding me? Caleb Williams dancing, cutting, mesmerizing run by the quarterback. Finally dragged down at the 20.
Game. Blouses.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bring it.
He would be dancing, wouldn't he? That's what you guys want, a quarterback who dances.
I do.
Hey,
after
I'm
scoring
fine.
30 a game.
Just like our guy Not Thug Buffon said the other day, he can paint his nails any color he wants as long as he paints the town red when he wins. That's what matters.
Oh, God. So good.
I'd be down for it.
After it was all over.
How'd you have?
He took us in the house to serve his pancakes.
Victory pancakes.
The sketch is over at this point, and the post-game pancakes. I don't want to move on to the Bellinger news until Tanny is done reliving one of the greatest sketches of all time.
That was it.
Okay.
Sorry.
No. Don't apologize. It's beautiful. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, we're all here for it. Good.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams is Prince. More of the story. We're here.
Absolutely.
So Council announces on the show that CT scan reveals multiple broken ribs, no timeline, but IL, Cody Bellinger out, PCA is up. I got to say, Cubs lineup, it's not as intimidating. Nico is leading off.
Which is interesting because it's against a righty, this kid, Spencer Allegretti. And so, but Nico, the righty, stays up at leadoff and Ian Happ hits third.
Yeah, and so Mike Talkman
on fire these days.
Yeah, he's two homers yesterday. So Nico, Talkman, Happ, Bush, Morrell, Swanson, Mervis, Gomes, Canario.
Oh, man.
Yeah, not.
Matt Mervis gets a start. Here we go.
At DH. Yeah, man. They are. But he was very direct with us to in the questioning. Like, Mervis and PCA are here because of injury.
Yeah. Well, he said, you know, because he talked about it in the spring, and then he talked about it more with us at 2:30 and got specific. I think it takes 50 or 60 players to make a team. When PCA gets into a game, and as you mentioned, he's not in that lineup tonight. Well, when PCA gets into a game, he will be, I believe, the 36th Cub to hit the stat sheet this year. So
it's a big number for this early in the season.
That's a big number for this early in the season.
Craig said, what, 50 to 60 to get through a year?
50 to 60 to get through a year. This is aggressive. I mean, obviously, Hayden Wesneski is back. And he'll be a bulk guy. We have no idea what the role is for Ben Brown right now. Wesneski could end up back in the rotation. Some good conversation. Use the rewind feature and go back and listen to Craig if you missed it about who the closer might be, how they're going to deal with that. Because Ben Brown would make some sense, but Hector Neris has done it before. The changeup as the out pitch can scare you a little bit, as well as Hector Neris's performance. I wonder if there's somebody else lurking on this roster who's got closer profiles.
Ben Brown.
Yeah, I mean, that's the obvious guy. That's the obvious guy with the stuff when he just rears back and delivers.
Ben Brown looks to me, I was going to ask Craig about it, but we got so much news at the top of it that it just kind of got pushed down my list, and we've got so much time, and they're clearly not going to do that tomorrow with him. But that is on my list of questions of, because you don't have to be a closer forever, but the stuff is clearly there. That if they get a healthy starting rotation, they get Steele, if Wicks stays good, all of that. If Hendricks especially comes back and is a part of this thing, that's where he's going to have a role.
Hey, man, watching Ben Brown reminds me of watching Michael Kopech a few years ago when the Sox were trying to figure out.
Not this version of Michael Kopech who's trying to get six out saves.
But any number of young, powerful arms that you're like, all right, what's my best use for this person? You know, and I'm real interested to know what Craig thinks are the factors that makes you look at somebody and say, that's a bullpen piece, that's a starter. I mean, it's obviously contingent on what you have on your roster and how you want to use guys, but like, it's interesting. I mean, Ben Brown seems to not have any fear of the big leagues. That's a good sign. Seems to not have
a good start.
That's a very good start. And he certainly has the stuff for an intense and shorter stint out of the bullpen, and maybe he's, I mean, I don't know. Who gets a save chance tonight if they have one? After
Neris?
An off day. Could be Ben Brown.
I'll regret not asking the question if they go to him that quickly. I guess we could have asked him, like, who gets it tonight.
Yeah,
but
thought about it when I asked about Adbert.
Well, because he has, I mean, as we're getting to know him, like in terms of, like, I mean, I've known him for a long time, as people know, but like in this interviewing set, he did not do regular talk show appearances in Milwaukee. He is very much a guy who's not going to give you more than you ask, but he also appears to be a guy who is going to answer what you ask.
Just a factual question. What's the word on Bellinger? And he told us, and then who's coming up? And here's PCA.
Yeah, so we could probably... Who gets the ball in a save situation tonight? You know
might,
what I mean?
Might get that answer.
I'm saying we should keep pushing the limits on like the specifics of what he's willing to reveal in this spot.
Yeah.
So, we will let you hear some Kyle Hendricks before we're out of here as we go into Cubs baseball. I know you had a very special experience that you want to share over the weekend. Are we calling this an iconic photo?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I think it's right up there, and I want to know what your guys' version of it would be.
All right, that's excellent. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Danny, love to you, love to speak. I give love to Shane, and same thing goes for Danny.
Afternoons on the score.
And Rosenberg's laughing. By the way, happy Passover to Al, and for all of our Jewish friends, we know this is the start of Passover. The Seders will... start tonight, and be safe when you drive home from wherever you're spending that Seder.
We're Spigs.
He was in California, Coach, for the Seder.
Mm-hmm. Good friends out there. A very fun Passover Seder, which is a pretty cool thing. It's like It's like a service mixed with a meal, and you can get wacky and creative and fun with it, and we have for years. So that was pretty fun. That was definitely the excuse for the trip. But also took Ruben to Universal Studios Hollywood, theme park, studio tour, and rides. So got a chance to ride several crazy rides with the boy. And you know how it goes. Like, did you have this, Danny? Where like, it's an opportunity for you to test your confidence on rides like this. We go, first ride we go on is The Mummy. There is no line. And it's serious. It's a serious roller coaster-ish kind of ride. Pretty scary. Kid is freaked out, and I'm like, high five him because he didn't pee his pants. So that's a win.
Yeah.
Essentially at the end. We go later in the day back there, second time. I'm nauseous, freaking out, not feeling good on the ride. He's happy. He goes a third time all alone. So like that's the one day. The
progression of his independence.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Which is a lot of what the theme park is there for. The Simpsons ride, awesome. A lot of original content for Simpsons. Actually, texted our guy Studs. That's the Simpsons guy, the biggest Simpsons guy here at the station. So like, it just really, really, really fun. But everywhere you're going, you're walking around, and there's like characters out there. There's Super Nintendo World. He's like, hey, Daddy, that's Toad. I'm like, okay. He takes a picture with Toad. He's very excited.
Great.
Transformers ride. Daddy, it's Megatron. Got a great video of him with Megatron. Then we turn a corner, and there is Scooby and Shaggy and Daphne and Velma and Fred and the Mystery Machine. Everybody's there. It's the entire cast of Scooby-Doo.
The original?
I'm pretty sure it was the original cast. I mean, wow. I can't be 100% sure. But they sure looked good. They really, really looked good. And
nice
said,
to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Velma, right? Yeah, I know, but you'd think, but that's not what happened. So I say to Rue, hey, Rue, you want to get a shot with Scooby-Doo? He's watched a bunch of Scooby-Doo.
He has?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. There's been Scooby-Doo stuff. There's been new movies.
Okay.
Like live movies. Action, yeah.
Yes.
Like remakes. Oh,
okay,
over the
okay.
Years.
I was not aware.
With the guy from Scream as Shaggy. What's his name? That guy. But, you know. Yeah, just,
oh, that's Scream.
Yeah, Screamy Screamer. But, like, he has no interest in getting his picture taken with Scooby and Shaggy and the group. And this upsets me greatly because those were my people. You know, those were my guys.
That was big for you.
It was big for me.
Okay, but and your kid is not into it. Not like
into
sports.
It. So I had him take a picture of me with Shaggy and Scooby and Daphne and Velma and Fred. And to your point,
oh,
Tanny,
dig yourself.
Yeah, oh man, I was. I've just shared this on Twitter. Feel free to laugh, lampoon, mock whatever you have. Matt Spiegel 670. But I went over there, and clearly Daphne and Velma were expecting me to paw all over them because I'm sure that's like, hey, look at this. Here's a dude in his 40s, dude's in his 50s coming over. Time to hang on to Daphne and Velma. I said, excuse me. And I just moved them aside.
Yeah.
And I went right for my dudes. Where are my guys? Me, Shag, and Scoob hanging out in a picture. Absolutely made my freaking day.
You Shag and Scoob.
That's right, man. I'm Scoobing to Scoob. You're Zoink Scoob. I'm Shagging to Shag. Absolutely. All of it.
Were they Scoobing and Shagging back?
Totally into it. Completely into it. Thrilled that somebody gave a crap. And
yeah.
Like, absolutely earning their money and doing their thing. So
was Velma a little hurt, a little offended?
I sensed it a little bit.
It was expecting the mid-50s guy to come for her for fantasy.
I think so.
And you go to Shaggy.
I went right to Shaggy and Scoob.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So was there any character that you as an adult male, Danny, Shane, Tanny, would want to take a picture with?
April O'Neil. I mean, I have one as a child, but that fantasy never dies.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And Steph would be okay with that?
I mean, she dressed up as her for Halloween one time.
That's strong.
It was very strong.
Yeah.
I famously didn't close the deal because I had way too much Crown Royal. April O'Neil would be pretty high up on the list. And I was like, hey, babe, can we take two on that? And she was like, absolutely not. So
missed your chance.
Maybe one day.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Shane, Tanny, anybody, any characters of your youth who would still move you to the point of wanting to take a picture and embarrass yourself in front of your 12-year-old son? if you had a 12-year-old son.
No, man, I didn't really watch a lot. I didn't watch cartoons. I'll just say I did not watch cartoons.
Not really, none.
I didn't really watch TV as a kid.
I gotta say, I've been really into Daniel Burnham lately. I can take a picture of Daniel Burnham. God, that would just make my life.
You'll have your chance, baby. You will have your chance.
Maybe God.
Yeah.
If I could find him somewhere.
If he's a football player.
Praise be.
Of some kind.
Praise be. Yeah.
Actually, I mean, I took a picture with Skates, the Chicago Wolves mascot, over the weekend. I took my daughter to a Wolves game. One of the final, it was fan appreciation night, and it was so much fun. So I have a picture of me in Skates, and I think I have almost all the mascots. I'm very proud of myself and my mascot photo ops.
Yeah, you've got, I've seen the Staley one. You got Benny in Southpaw. Do you have Clark?
Well, I do, because we threw out the first pitch and Clark was there on the mound with us.
Group shot.
You got someone of everybody.
I'm missing Tommy Hawk, and technically I don't have one with Southpaw. So, yeah, we'll make those happen. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you'd have to go to a Sox game,
I believe you have a complicated, layered relationship with Southpaw.
No, Southpaw I adore.
Okay.
Love Southpaw. Southpaw also went to my kids' school. They had a blast. So Southpaw can't control the outcome of what goes on in the baseball field, but he can control the entertainment.
Yeah.
He does very nicely.
Chewbacca would be another good one for me.
Yeah, good shot with Chewbacca.
I would like to hang out with Chewbacca.
That's the thing. Like, I wasn't walking around going, oh, maybe Scooby and Shaggy and the Mystery Machine will be here. I wasn't walking around thinking that, but then I saw them and I was overcome.
The most magical place on earth.
It was pretty damn magical.
Even for the adults.
Yeah.
So Ruben at 12, still into it?
Oh, Harry Potter land?
Because I'm worried about when to take them, and it's too young and too old, but it's so expensive. And so
Universal Hollywood, I recommend 18,000 steps for your boy. Not so bad. Not as bad as the bigger parks, because it's all right there. It's like somehow on a half of a mountain right there in L.A. But Harry Potter land, where you have to buy a wand and you can choose from like 50 different kinds of wands. $65 for a magic wand. And then, you know, he'd do little tricks with the windows at Harry Potter land. He had himself a butterbeer. Absolutely. Dude was thrilled.
Good.
100%.
Good. That's excellent.
Mm. I think I look pretty good with Speaks and with Shaggy and Scooby.
I think that I think you do too.
They thought they look good with Speaks, didn't they?
They did. They did. Absolutely.
There is something about going to, like, you know, I took my daughter to Disneyland in 2018 and, you know, still at that age where you're not sure how it's going to go, really, with all the you know, characters there. But when I saw Goofy, all of a sudden you turn it, you're like 10 years old. You know, I took my picture with Goofy. Oh, it was a great.
It mattered.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. It just completely connected me with the absolute right portion of my youth right there.
That's amazing, man. That is that's a memory for you and Ruben. Like, he's old enough to remember it. He'll remember his dad embarrassing himself with Scooby.
I think so.
That's not even a real Great Dane. That's a dude dressed up as Scooby.
Oh, no!
Speaks, what the hell, brother?
Oh, God.
Actually, upon further inspection of this photo, I would have cleared everyone out. Just me and the Mystery Machine. I don't care about you.
Just the
you
ride.
Know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Dogs don't they can't stand up like that.
Is it like Times Square? Do you have to tip them?
No.
Okay, yeah. They're paid well enough. They're just there for pictures.
Is there a naked guy with a guitar?
Is it like Times Square in other ways?
There's Sbarro. Yeah.
There's a lot of porn going on.
Awesome.
Some vending machines stuff. Ruben went to the Lard Lad Donuts from The Simpsons and got dude, a donut as big as his torso, essentially, is what he got. And he sat there. He would have powered through that entire thing if I didn't stop him.
Why stop him? Well, he's getting 18,000 steps.
Is he in big time into The Simpsons, Ruben?
Not really, but he loved The Simpsons land.
Did
it was
you
pretty cool.
Him with Simpsons quotes?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So you like donuts, huh? He just has no idea what you're talking
about.
Got
a picture of him in front of Surly. You know,
yeah.
Surly only cares about one guy.
A Surly?
Every single Duff. Dude.
See you guys.
Daddy was so good. I can't even tell you.
Because Surly only looks out for one person.
Surly. That's exactly right. He was totally there. There's like an entire episode's worth of content that I've never seen about Sideshow Bob haunting the Krusty's roller coaster. It's worth it for that alone. Worth flying across the country.
Have you seen like the newer Simpsons stuff? Or did you stop watching?
I've stopped watching.
Yeah, right. So there's Simpsons content that's out there that we haven't seen.
But everything...
They kept making that show for 1,000 years.
There was a Despicable Me ride, which clearly had content that they created
just for
the park.
Ride.
Yes,
yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Ride-specific
where content. They turned you into a minion. The Despicable Me ride turned you into a minion. Like, every ride had a very specific bit of content created just for the park.
There's a guy on Twitter named, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Marty. John Greenberg just tweeted him.
Yeah.
He wrote a mock Bears prayer. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, sir.
It's pretty funny. The Bears prayer. Our Father, Hallis, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy Bears kingdom will come. Thy will be done by 2029 on lakefront earth as it is in heaven. Give us these days our daily taxpayers' bread, and we will forgive no one who trespasses against us. For lead us not into the temptation of Arlington Heights, but deliver us from the evil of Soldier Field. Amen. Strong work. I think that this can catch on. I think this is going to be the new thing, and we can get the Bears prayer going.
It's a tough day for religion.
Tough day. Walter Prayerton saw that from Dan Wojcicki of the LA Times. So good job, guys. Good job. Good job. Good job. I'm sure that's what you wanted the big takeaway of your beautiful renderings to be.
Prayers.
Prayers.
That's perfect.
Oh, it's too good. We have Kyle Hendricks speaking. We'll pray for his back. Yeah, I know. Sorry, Tanny. I'm sorry. It's not been my most professional show, but it has been one of my most enjoyable. I've really liked today. Caleb Williams-Eve, Kyle Hendricks speaks on how he's going to fix this stuff. It's next on The Score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I am actually doing a radio show with Parkinson Spiegel, and I wasn't particularly good. I mean, not that that's a new thing.
Afternoons on The Score.
On this date, back in 1914, this beautiful ball yard opened. Wrigley Field. As the home of the Chicago Whales of the Federal League. The 1-2. Outside, 2-2 now on Bush.
I think Bruce covered that game for us.
Ah.
The 2-2. Pulled foul off.
Needed the courtesy left.
Had to.
I agree, Tanny. I'm one of the all-timers of the courtesy laugh. I would have helped Espo out right there.
Yeah. Little chuckle. Zackle. There it is.
Just cut that in.
So, the injuries have been ridiculous. Kyle Hendricks had 4 innings, 4 earned runs against the Marlins, and it was somehow deemed progress, even though one of the homers, the only homer allowed, went 460 feet. But then they started talking about back problems, and then he ends up on the injured list. Here is Kyle back with the club talking about the injury and what's next.
Honestly, not concerned about it really whatsoever. It's just one of those things. Where we're at in the season, luckily we got so many guys throwing the ball so well right now. Helps a lot, but it just made sense to give it the time to settle down, get out of there, and give myself a chance to be back to 100%, and then try and attack
from there.
Do you
think it has anything to do with the way you pitched early?
I think there are a lot of things playing into that, for sure. I got to keep my mindset on the execution and the pitches I'm making there, you know? Can't use excuses as that. But on the other hand, we just want to give myself a chance to get to 100%, so I know there aren't any issues, and strictly focus on the pitching.
So in your midweek bullpen, you were feeling.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What did it feel like then compared to in the last mm-hmm. game?
Not terrible, like I said. It's just something progressed a little bit and through the game on Sunday, but not to any level. I really haven't dealt with anything in the past. I've had, like, little things creep up in my back, be able to get through a start type of thing. Like, last year at the end of the year, something came up. But really, no big deal at all. So one of those things possibly could have pushed through, you know, and kept going, but it just made sense where we're at.
You've been the most honest guy. Last year when you were hurt, or the year before when you were hurt, you pitched for 6 weeks with a lot of pain
mm-hmm.
before you got shut down and then eventually had something done. So to not make an excuse here seems mm-hmm. like you're telling us not to use this as the reason you haven't pitched well. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. There's a lot of other things playing into that. But at the end of the day, you know, there's points in the season where maybe you have to push through things depending on what else you have. You know, who else is pitching, what you got coming in behind you. There's just sometimes you have to push through. But like I said, right now, luckily, we have so many guys throwing the ball so well, making up for that. So we're just going to rely on that, give myself a chance. You know, why be dumb and push through it at this point? Just get back to 100% and then attack the pitching stuff from there.
Do you envision using a rehab start or two to work on some things? Would that be better?
Not sure yet. I think they're talking through the whole plan right now. Just got to keep my arm moving for sure. Don't want to get set back at all like that. So keep my arm moving. We'll talk about when the first bullpen will try to be here pretty soon. And I'm sure it'll progress from there into some sim game or possibly rehab game, something like that. But haven't talked yet.
What's your treatment like? What are you doing?
Pretty easy stuff. I mean, some pills to help with the inflammation and then a lot of heat and just some of the modalities in the training room, you know, and rest, you know, nothing crazy.
Are you concerned when you do have a back that you try to overcompensate in other ways that can affect you?
Totally. That was some of the fear, you know, with the shoulder stuff I'd had is don't want myself going out there feeling something else and compensating in another area like my arm. So yeah, that definitely played a part to it. Just made more sense to be smart here.
Your old teammate Dexter Fowler was on TV yesterday and he was kind of analyzing things, and I think he said when you were at your best back in the day it was a full arsenal, and even maybe mentioned the cutter and the curveball. Does it feel like you're using just the two pitches too much? And
yeah, I'm definitely having some predictable usage in there for sure. So I need to get back to being myself in those ways, using my full arsenal, mixing it in and out, changing speeds back and forth, manipulating my fastball a little bit. I'm not getting out to my fastball right now, bottom line. And so that's really what I have to rely on and get back to. No matter how my fastball is playing, I have to get outs with it to set up my other stuff. So yeah, look at a lot of stuff there, focus on the fastball command and the movement, manipulating it again, and I think that'll get me back to being myself.
We live in a world where people just can't wait for people to not be good anymore. Mm-hmm. How do you block those type of things out and just stay in the positive lane that you've always been?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, there's so much negativity out there, but it helps so much coming in this clubhouse every day. We have some unbelievable teammates, all the staff, just so much support, man, to be honest. And from the fans. I can't thank the fans enough. The feeling I had the other day going out to start, just I can feel their support, them pulling for me, and it just means a ton, honestly. So that's the stuff I focus on. The people that matter are there for me and positive, and we just kind of focus on those things and go from there.
It's interesting to hear some of the nuance in there. Like, yeah, you know, it was bothering me, but it's bothered me before. You could push through, but considering where we're at,
yeah,
it made sense.
It's not going well.
It's not going well, so it is a thing. It is the kind of thing you could push through, but it's not a full-on invention of an injury. It doesn't seem like. It seems like taking an opportunity to pause, and he happens to have something that they can point to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it seems. He's a pro, man. That guy's accountable. I'm not getting outs with my fastball. I'm not varying up my pitches. It's getting predictable. The results have been terrible. You know what I mean? He's accountable.
That's the stuff that really sparked me right away. Made me jump over to Baseball Savant and see what he's throwing, how often he's throwing it, and if it is like vastly different than previous years, because he agreed with Dexter, his former teammate, awfully quickly right there. And you wonder if some of that is advice and he just has to try and figure out what to go back to. His thing has been like that curveball. It's been a love-hate relationship with that curveball for a lot of years.
Right.
You know, like he didn't use it at all. Then he started to use it a bunch and change up eye level and timing with it, because he needs to change up eye level and timing. The changeup is only like 6 or 7 miles per hour different than the fastball. It's not a big enough discrepancy sometimes. So he needs that slower pitch. The curve is a good 14, 15 miles per hour lower than the fastball. So it's interesting. I'll be interested to see what kind of approach he has when he does come back.
Shane, what do people need to know? Hopefully they're coming to see you tonight at Frontier.
Yeah, we got a Whiskey Wednesday thing with Frontier and my focaccia with a little barbecue lamb sandwich. We got Buffalo Trace cocktail deals, Bardstown whiskey cocktail deals. We got free raffles. We've got Chris Tannehill. We got Patrick Manley. We got Dave Wanstead.
Wow.
We're all going out there right now. It's on Chicago between Ashland and Division. And proceeds from the barbecue lamb sandwich go to One Tail at a Time. So we're going to go out there, have a good time, be there till probably about 9 o'clock, 9:30, just hanging out. Having a good time. Come out and see us. There are tables still available.
On Milwaukee.
What did I say? On Chicago? Milwaukee between Ashland and Division. Sorry.
Milwaukee between Ashland and Division.
Yep. Frontier.
That's
Wish
awesome.
I could come. You'll do great. It'll be awesome. Was that the first one? It was a very, very cool event. So you should be doing way more of these, man. Super talented. And It's delicious stuff, too, whatever you make and put together. So how many bread focaccias did you have
Man,
to make?
I made like 10 loaves of focaccia in my home between last night and today, and then I Uber packaged them to Frontier so they could get them ready for the sandwiches. And they just sent me a picture of the sandwich assembled. Looks awesome.
Awesome.
Wow, that's really cool.
Garlic confit focaccia.
Yes! Good for you, man. Kill it.
And then you're driving us to Detroit?
I'm driving you to Detroit. So whatever you need to bring to keep me entertained as we drive outside of your takes, I welcome it. If you want to bring me coffee, you want to bring me a Red Bull.
What are we listening to?
I didn't realize you had been anointed the driver while I was gone. This is exciting.
Yeah, no, we waited till you were gone to anoint me the driver. And also, Ryan Porth has claimed the front seat already.
Oh, wow.
He said he gets...
That's a little aggressive.
He gets car sick in the back seat. Also, he's taller than both of you. So I think it makes sense. We're in a Tahoe, so you'll be fine in the back seat.
I don't know if you can call shotgun the day before
without
being in sight of the wheels.
He also got to take the car home today, so he doesn't have to take the train or an Uber tomorrow morning.
So he's inside of the car. He can see it, and he figured that was a good enough time to call shotgun. Whatever.
Yeah, so we'll see you guys about 6:15, 6:20 tomorrow morning.
I think should ride in the porta-potty that we're going to put on top. We're gonna tie it to the roof like Aunt Edna in Vacation.
Perfect.
How about we tie Ryan to the roof like Aunt Edna and put the porta-potty in the front seat?
Now we're talking.
We'll build restrooms.
We need one.
It's all coming together.
Need an extra. Oh, boy.
Texter says, have you guys considered prayers? Yeah, Tanny basically made that joke in the last segment. Yeah, it's very good. It's very, very good. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, for more prayer jokes tomorrow.
Oh, I mean, it might never stop.
I know. You mean for the draft and the trip?
Yeah, the draft.
Right there with you.
Yeah, for Caleb Williams.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully Roma Dunze.
Caleb Eve.
Happy Caleb Eve to all who celebrate. I'm excited, man. It's going to be, I mean, we've been talking about it for so damn long. And we should be done with polls position.
Well, I wanted to mention that to Speaks real quick. Yesterday, we mentioned the idea of, like, you know, what if there's one more polls position to be had? Like, if we're doing a polls position out of the Cub game, that something went really wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. We start talking about, you know, the bong masks.
Yeah,
you know.
We're talking about what would have to happen for us to need to revisit polls position tomorrow from Detroit after the Cubs game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think we're fine.
If something horrible goes on, then they might wish that they had more than just one visit with a quarterback. Mm-hmm. My friend,
yeah.
As opposed to this radical thing where they just decided on a guy, didn't need to see anybody else. He didn't need to see anybody else. Everybody's just done. They love each other. They're fine. No added research. I'm not really that angry about it.
I don't think you are either.
I know.
I don't think you are either.
I can't even pretend, you know?
Don't.
I was bothered at first, and then I was like, okay, all right. He's really good. The tape shows, like, as long as you're not freaked out. And they're not freaked out.
They say the tape says he's the best by far.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, well, we'll talk to other people if the personal stuff doesn't come back clean. Personal stuff come back clean.
Look, man, I feel like we've tried to make the point a bunch of different ways, but they've never had this. I know Mitch was the first quarterback in that draft.
Yeah.
I know Fields they traded up for. But this number one overall, theoretically generational talent that falls to you while you have built a nest for him.
One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah, cool. I wish I would see it.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds incredible.
Late addition to Frontier if you want to stare at another large man, Aunt Heron also coming.
Oh my God. What a team you guys are assembling.
It'd be fun.
It's a hell of a defensive line.
I was going to say, Tanny's like the undersized speed rusher.
He's the Dallas Turner
of
this group.
On this team. It's unbelievable.
Or maybe the Chop Robinson. Would you rather be Chop? You can be Chop, Tanny.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.